With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. The Cayman Hockey Club made its 11th trip to Kingston, Jamaica for the Alex Horner Trophy over the weekend. As Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports, the field hockey team played two mixed matches, first meeting Jamaica's national under-23 team and later playing the host club at St. Andrew and Monroe.
Cayman's team, composed of veteran players, withstood some early attacking from the Jamaica national squad and netted the first goal of the game from Akshay Nadu. Cayman scored its next goal off a counterattack that allowed Ed Goff to crack a shot home off a short corner. Cayman led 2-0 at halftime, and Nadu scored shortly after the break to give the road team a 3-0 lead. From there, Jamaica's under-23 team began to pile on the pressure. Jamaica scored off a goalmouth scramble, and then it scored again in the closing minutes to draw within one goal. The close margin netted some drama in the in-game, but Cayman held on for a 3-2 victory. The next match for the trophy was against St. Andrew and Monroe, which held the cup following a tournament in Cayman in May, and the visitors were motivated to take it back home. The game was tight and close, and for the most part was contested in the middle of the field. Cayman was unable to press an attack, and St. Andrew and Monroe struggled to get the ball past the Cayman goalie. Finally, the deadlock was broken by a high-quality reverse stick goal by George McLanchon, and St. Andrew and Monroe held on for a 1-0 victory. The two teams will play again for the trophy next May when the Jamaican club will visit the fields at Cayman International School. Reporting for Radio Cayman Sport, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Football fans are encouraged to go out and support the national football team in their final Nations League Group C home game against the U.S. Virgin Islands this weekend. Head coach Ben Pugh is preparing the guys for the games ahead. He says the team has done their homework on their opponents.
We've watched all of their games as well as the Barbados games. We're quite fortunate because the last two games that they played were actually against each other. So, because obviously we're, as well as preparing for the U.S. Virgin Islands game 3 days later, we also played Barbados. So we've had a watch of the games. We've done quite a bit of analysis. So we have a good idea of how they're going to play and what we can do to counteract their strengths and hopefully to exploit some of their weaknesses as well.
Cayman currently has 9 points along with Barbados, who is leading the group in the League C division. USVI, however, has 3 points, and Coach Pugh says Cayman will have to counteract their strengths.
Our game is built on being very well disciplined out of possession and outworking the opposition. So first and foremost, we have to do that. We know that they'll be physically good. We know that they're, especially Barbados, are very, very good on the ball. So we, like I said, we have to be very, very well organised. And our game's largely built on counter-attacking and moving the ball quickly. So we just need to continue that. We lost our way a little bit against St. Martin away because we maybe we were a little bit overconfident. So we spoke quite a lot in detail around how to get kind of back to basics, which we did in the following game here. So we feel relatively well prepared and we know what we have to do.
Cayman will take on USVI, the U.S. Virgin Islands, at the Truman Barton Sports Complex this Saturday, November 16th at 6:30 p.m. And the McGee Interactive Inflatable Adventure Park debuted on holiday Monday and was a huge success. The sports theme park displayed 8 pieces spread across the entire SIFA field in Prospect. The park's founder, Corey McGee, says the Family Fun Day opening was fantastic.
Monday's event, it was really good. It was really good. I was pleased that the weather held up for us because we've been trying to get the theme park out for about the last 6 weeks. And we've been, unsuccessful just based on, the rainy weather, rainy season. But we were pleased. In terms of a turnout, it was really good. People had a lot of fun. And I was really, really pleased. And I look forward to doing more of that.
The Leap Diversify Inflatable Sports Park is a great tool to develop team-building skills, and Coach Corey McGee says he has gotten great feedback from parents and children alike.
The reception for the theme park has been really overwhelming, from parents to grandparents to young kids to teenagers. Everyone has had an opportunity to get involved and try some of the various activities at the theme park. And so, the theme park, it doesn't recognize age. It's something in there for everybody. So we've been getting some really, really good feedback, and people have been asking us to come to the various districts on island, so we are now in the process of doing that.
Are there any favorites?
Wow. In terms of a favorite activity from the people, the slam dunk has been going very well. We usually get a good line of people that want to try that and jump up in the air and jump as high as they can and attempt a slam dunk. The ultimate rugby challenge is a backwards tug of war match. So that's an ultimate challenge in terms of your sporting fitness. So people have really enjoyed that one. And then obviously the inflatable football pitches, they come with their own bit of joy because everyone here loves, on the island, everyone loves football. So the human foosball has been popular. It's just really been going well, and we're really pleased that Cayman has embraced us the way that they have.
Adults and children are welcome to participate. However, no jeans or heels or boots are allowed. Sportswear only. That'll do it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.